Well, welcome back, Collective Table Podcast. Our scripture reading for today is 1 John 3:18. Let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. We are almost a month in of preparing our hearts during this season of Advent. I want to propose that we're not just preparing our hearts, we're also preparing our hands. God's love is not just something we feel. It's something we are called to live out through acts of service, kindness, and justice. Even small acts of love can grow into something that transforms an entire community. We experienced that in Oceanside, California in 1983. A Franciscan brother named Benno Garrity was the head baker of the Prince of Peace Abbey. And as he would spend time in Oceanside, he noticed the poverty around him. So he began to drive around in an old rickety truck and hand out bread to anyone in need. His humble act of love inspired others to join him. Volunteers began to show up to help serve meals, offer clothing, and provide other basic necessities. Over time, those small efforts grew into the Brother Benno's Foundation. It's an amazing charitable organization dedicated to serving the unhoused. And today, here at the Oceanside Sanctuary, we are blessed to work alongside Brother Benno's. We send volunteers once a month to serve breakfast. We share our extra pantry food with them, and they share their extra pantry food with us. This local story reminds us that love and action doesn't require us to solve every problem or have all the answers. It begins with showing up, offering what we can, and trusting that God will multiply our efforts. Brother Benno's legacy teaches us that love is contagious. When we take one step to care for another, we create space for others to join in, and together we transform lives. For your practice today, just take 5 deep breaths. Let your heart calm down just a bit. And then as you go back to breathing normally, consider what you can offer out of your abundance this year. Will you pray with me? God who multiplies every good thing, we bring what we can give. Can you please add it to the gift of others? Thank you that your divine grace allows us to come together and make a difference in our communities. Amen.